From the Guthrie Assembly Meeting, 1958, comes the voice of our dear brother Crawley. Now the voice that just precedes him, some of you will probably recognize that as dear brother Stevenson. Somehow I just got just a little fragment of something he said just before his message that year. But I have a good little bit of brother Crawley's message. We'll finish out the tape with that.
That we know anything about. We want to feel like the Lord has to bring a message. How much message it will be, leave that with the Lord. The truth about hell. We don't hear it preached about very much.
According to the Word of God, it makes a change in them. No mistake about that. And I believe that we can have some experience. Just like we see in the Word of God, where they had experience whenever they changed up. One writer said, "He's brought me up and he brought me out of a harbor pit." And you won't have no trouble talking about the place that you have been in and pointed on it, so to speak, whenever you get good and clear into this real life. One person said, "I believe in the Word of God." He once was lost. That may be a song. "I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see." Thank you. "But now I see." So I'm glad whenever people get saved, they can begin to see something. They can begin to live a different life. I'm just thinking about this song that we just sang here a while ago. It says, "I have left all the world to follow Jesus." Well, that's what you have done. If you got saved, you've left the world. So all that you know and understand, you've left it all to follow Jesus. And that's what it's going to take for you to be able to follow Jesus. You've got to leave it all off and keep it all. As long as you know it, not according to the Word of God, you got to just continue to keep it all. And I see here where it says, "I am holy, sanctified." Just that, a whole lot of it, ain't it? Holy, sanctified. And I know, dear one, according to the Word of God, if you are holy, sanctified, I don't see you giving nobody no trouble. Nobody no trouble. If you're holy, sanctified, you ain't giving nobody no trouble here. So I'm glad for salvation. I'm glad to realize, dear one, that we can live according to the Word of God. The Lord just pressed upon my heart and mind, just gave me a message to all that I know and understand, and I'm glad to deliver it to you. Glad to have the privilege, dear one, of telling you that you can live a holy life here. You must live a holy life here. And if you ever get rid of sin right into the narrow road, you'll get no mistake about that. If you can just get off the old broad road, the next road will be the narrow road. And I tell you, dear one, and whenever you get to the place, you can't bear good fruit there if you get over here. Well, I tell you, you just have to move back to the old broad road. No mistake about that. You have to say amen to the Word of God. You have to live right according to the Word of God. And I'm glad for this kind of a salvation that cleans you up from sin on every lot. Clean you up from sin on every lot. The Bible backs it up, you know. That righteousness exalts the nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproach is a disgrace, and a disgrace is a shame. It's a shame for anybody to sin. Shame, dear one. You've done a whole lot of things, but you haven't done a thing that's nice when you sin. You haven't done a thing that's nice when you're saying, "I'm glad, dear one, that we can live according to the Word of God. Glad for this old salvation. I ain't thinking about giving it up. Dear one, the main thing that I want, I sink deeper down into the truth." And I'd like, dear one, that the truth is the truth. And you can't change the truth. It must be the truth. I'm glad for this old blessed Bible, dear one, that able me to live according to the Word of God. And it starts holiness on the outside and ends up on the inside. Oh, dear one, I'm glad for salvation. Glad that I can love everybody. Glad, dear one, that the Lord has brought me up and he's brought me out of a horrible pit. Horrible pit. When you're down into that pit there, was you was in a bad pit, wasn't it? You was in a terrible condition. You couldn't get out and let the Lord have to help you out. And you ought to be thankful, dear one, that the Lord made the plans of salvation so that you can get out of that pit and stay out of that pit. Dear one, I tell you, it means something other for you to be a child of God. I just take the word of God sometimes, dear one. See what it says about it. It says, there is no, therefore now, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. I find when a man gets saved, there one, a woman gets saved, they're ready for two words. They're ready to stay here a while longer, or they're ready for the other. Nothing in the way. No condemnation. And I see in the word of God, where the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. The sheep is testifying for the sheep. I'm glad he testified for us. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. To follow Jesus is to obey his word. And if he tells you to get sanctified after you have the knowledge of, about it, I expect you better go ahead and get that, hadn't you? They follow me. Well, I ain't going to do so and so. Well, the Bible says the sheep follows me. Amen. They're one, the sheep follows him, don't they? I believe whenever we're in the truth, in the knowledge of the Lord, when we have an idea about we should get sanctified, fell down, I believe them ones will lead right on out into it. I find one thing that one that the people need to get strong, need to get settled, need to get established to go on this road. They need that. You know, the whole songbook,